Well, comrades, it's time for Freedom Frenzy, and I guess we need to be a little bit somber today because of all the crud that is going on all across the face of the planet, from the sandbox and Africa to what we're seeing drifting our way from the island country of Japan. I think it's time to be a little bit somber. So we're not going to be as radical today as we typically are. That doesn't mean that it's not going to be Freedom Frenzy, because it is going to be Freedom Frenzy. You can trust me on that. Now, for those of you that have just tuned this in and you don't know anything about us, my name's Jerry DeMars. I make my home in Carrollton, Georgia, and my co-host, who I think is here, I've not heard her titter this morning. Are you here, dear?
Somber, Jerry. Man, you know, we missed yesterday, thanks to Jenny, because my little Vivi, if I am not extremely vigilant and on top of it with her, she starts to deteriorate health-wise, and she had a rough weekend, so Jenny had to depart yesterday and take care of my little family. But, Jerry, every time...
Little family? Surely you jest.
Only a half dozen? What are you talking about?
Got your own basketball team, babe.
But that's fair, I guess. But, Jerry, you know, when we miss a show, it seems like so much happens, and we definitely have a lot to talk about today. We also have a guest coming on, Georgia Representative Bobby Franklin, and some of what he is attempting to do in Georgia is gaining traction nationally, and we're seeing other states do it. And then, of course, what's going on in Japan. There's an earthquake warning from the Russian Institute of Physics on where next earthquakes will be hitting. They forecasted the Christchurch earthquake and some other major events, which would lend credibility to them. So we've got a lot to talk about today. Also, Jerry, what I was thinking about is all the radiation from the meltdown of nuclear power plants and the fact that Georgians are being charged for the building of a nuclear power plant. Also, bailout dollars have been given for the purpose of building a nuclear power plant. And I think it brings to mind a lot of those unpredicted natural disasters that can turn a nuclear power plant into a lethal weapon against the local populace. So we've got a lot going on in the world today and locally.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see some sort of effort to get a moratorium started on nuclear power plant production. And, you know, quite honestly, it's been rather anemic. But the interesting thing that I saw this morning is all the way on the other side of the planet from Japan, they have shut down in Germany 7 nuclear power plants this morning.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what those people are doing to light their light bulbs, but I thought that was rather interesting. Now, I didn't have an opportunity to really look at the story in any depth. I don't know if the same design or whatever. It is kind of strange because the circumstances aren't anywhere similar. You know, there's no earthquake, there's no tsunami, there's no real correlating factor that would cause the Germans to shut down their nuclear power plants. Unless it's sort of like flying a flag at half mast. They've got half their power plants at half mast or something like that. Who knows?
I don't think it's the half mast thing. But I think the planet is, you know, there's a lot we don't know about, Jerry, because the power elites globally are not sharing it with us. But they are hunkering down for something major. And things that are major are now, we're in the midst of them. And America, you better be prayed up. You better be prayed up.
Because you might glow in the dark. And you know, dear, you're going to have to tell me what that glow looks like, because it's going to get to you a little bit sooner than it does to me, because you're further west than I am.
I've got a glow all my own, Jerry, already.
Well, we're going to cut away to our first break here, and when we come back, we'll start up with a little bit of hit-and-run news. Hang loose.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, it's time for Hit and Run News. As you've been probably watching, if you're like me and you pay attention to world markets, in particular gold and silver in my case, world markets have actually been rather beaten up, trashed, if you will. And you can look at each and every index, and I don't care, it could be commodities, it could be currencies, everything. Even gold and silver have taken a hit. Gold's a little bit down, more so than silver, and it's actually struggling to recover. But there's some interesting things aside from just Japan here, okay? Last Thursday, before Japan's earthquake and tsunami disaster, which is still unfolding as we talked about earlier, the market saw its biggest drop since August on real and perceived issues, which included jobs, Spain, Greece, the Middle East Civil War imbroglio, and Friday saw the market bounce back a skosh. So, were both of those days one-day wonders? Buying opportunities maybe, or something more ominous as the situation with the nuclear power plants in Japan pushes normally awful news off to the wayside. Is this a perfect opportunity, boys and girls, or are we seeing a perfect storm brewing? And by that, I mean there's still some things that for some reason or another that we've kind of lost sight of, and I don't know if it's because the media hasn't been beating us over the head or what. For instance, the European debt crisis has bubbled back up, but it's only made it to back to page two. And of course, we were told just last week that U.S. jobs, that picture still stinks. And we've been played like a psychological yo-yo. Why, when they've been telling us that, oh, it's up, and it's down, and it's up, and it's down. We're talking about the number of jobs. National debt and interest rates of zero have served to finance what in reality has been the where else do we put the money stock market boom that we've seen up until very, very recently. Wall Street and the institutional investors have turned a blind eye because the stocks are somewhat better than a mortgage company and all those undocumented loans. At the tail end of last week, markets were spooked when Moody's downgraded Spain debt issuance was called into question. It shouldn't have come as a surprise, though. Had investors been paying attention, default risk has not really gone away since we first began to watch the pigs being slaughtered. Spain's, Portugal's, and Greece's shaky situations have not changed. Get ready for more upheaval from that quarter. Even the smart bulls are suddenly nervous about the general market, yet no words about any sort of double dip have been escaping anyone's lips lately, as though those words themselves would offer to serve as some sort of evil talisman. There is plenty of evidence that the situation has been noticed, though. Last week I told you about Bill Gross having dumped all his United States treasuries from flagship funds he runs at PIMCO, and Bill is still sitting on a pile of cash. China, and listen closely, folks, because this is important. China posted a surprise trade deficit for last month. Yeah, China, which can really mean only one thing. They're hoarding. Not exporting, and that would no doubt include gold, silver, oil, along with all the other important commodities in an effort, in a combined effort, to relieve themselves of their dollar inventory that we know that they're sitting on. Domestic economic growth has been painfully sluggish, and as far as the stock markets are concerned, the recovery has already been factored in. It's baked in the cake, boys. Apparently, some there really are believing the government's propaganda. Today, the economy is no bigger than it was 3 years ago. Jobs have remained a disaster zone, and you can forget all the lies coming from D.C. Eric Blair of Activist Post tells us that, and I quote, the U.S. government, who already grossly disfigures the real numbers for GDP, unemployment, and inflation, is constantly having to twist reality to keep their scheme afloat, close quote. Those that have managed to keep their jobs are finding that wages are stagnant, and in a real sense, they're actually declining relative to prices, so much so that the manipulators have handed down a break in the form of Social Security taxation relief in an effort to further mask reality. Widows and orphans would find the Wall Street stock operation not quite appealing anymore. Dividend yield, for instance, on the S&P 500 has now dropped below 2%. Stocks are way overvalued as they are now priced at 24 times, that's cyclically, adjusted trailing earnings. Historically, that number has only been about 16. Is that a recognition that we're actually in a stock market bubble and should be looking for, and maybe we're seeing it today, a rather sharp correction, a drop of 30 to even 50% to bring those numbers back in line? To round out this story, this is kind of interesting to me, Joe Sixpack is now back into the stock market. He's actually charged back in, but Joe's six-pack is typically Mr. Wrong. And now what we're talking about here is the United States private investor, the little guy. They sat on the sidelines watching the 2009 to 2010 rally completely out of the stock market, or by and large out of the stock market. January and February saw them piling back in. When they had pulled out, small investors had taken with them approximately $31 billion and went to cash. Then, after January 1, seeing this rally, engaging the government's propaganda to be signaling what amounts to an all clear, they shoveled all of it, actually a net return investment of $33 billion back into stocks. History shows that Joe's generally wrong, and now he's out of bullets. And that may have contributed to the market top already put in. Insiders are bailing. They're cashing out of stocks at a fast clip. A four-year high, this bailing operation was at a four-year high during quarter four of last year. If some of that was due to capital gains before a possible tax hike in 2011, why did the pace of insider selling actually speed up after the December tax last-minute reprieve on taxes? That suggests that valuations and opportunity, not the tax man, has caused the alleged smart money to bolt like a herd. All these things taken separately don't necessarily spell trouble ahead, but taken together, they indicate stormy weather, just like the old Saul warning about a red sky in the morning. Batten down the hatches, mateys. That's not all we need to factor into the calculations going forward, however. Next week, and this is this week now because I wrote this over the weekend, we will see the arrival of Congress's self-imposed deadline to cough up a budget for this fiscal year. Pay no attention to the fact that they're only 6 months behind the curve. You shouldn't worry. The Obama administration has already projected a deficit of $1.6 billion. We're supposed to hope and be enthused by the outside bet that Congress can scale back their pornographic spending by what they claim to be a meaningful amount. In their view, that comes up to a total of those painful cuts of somewhere in the neighborhood of a piddly $60 billion, which in reality is less than 4% and still leaves us with the greatest deficit ever. How's that working out? How's that Tea Party change in the structure in government in Washington working out, America? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high, I would give it about a 1.5. Back to you, Jenny.
All right. Well, I do want to talk economics in that vein, but I want to wait till we get Bobby on to pursue my angle, which is addressing the Constitutional Tender Act that Bobby has been submitting repeatedly in the Georgia legislature now for several years, and the amount of money it has cost Georgians not to implement this important legislation several years back, and what it would have saved Georgians from is astounding if people had the information, or hopefully rioting would occur. But I want to switch gears a little bit, Jerry, and talk about the earthquake warning from the Russian Institute of Physics of the Earth. This, you guys can find this article at realnewsreporter.com. It was posted on March 12th, and I'm just going to give it to you as it's offered here. It gets a bit scientific and answers some questions that I had about the ramifications of the magmatic activity of the Earth and this increased number of earthquakes and so on and so forth. A new report released today in the Kremlin, prepared for Prime Minister Putin by the Institute of Physics of the Earth in Moscow, is warning that the Americas are in danger of suffering a mega quake of catastrophic proportions during the next fortnight, which is a span of 14 days, with a specific emphasis being placed on the United States, Mexico, Central America, and South American West Coast regions, along with the New Madrid Fault Zone region. This report further warns that catastrophic earthquakes in Asia and the subcontinent are also more than likely to occur, with the 7.3 magnitude quake in Japan today being one of at least four of this intensity to occur during the same time period. Raising the concerns of a mega quake occurring, this report says, are the increasing subtle electromagnetic signals that are being detected in the Earth's upper atmosphere over many regions of the world, with the most intense being over the U.S. western coastal and Midwest regions. Important to note are that Russian and British scientists are at the forefront of predicting earthquakes based on these subtle electromagnetic signals and have joined in an effort to put satellites in space to detect more of them. More ominously in this report are Russian scientists confirming the independent analysis of New Zealand mathematician and long-range weather forecaster Ken Ring, who predicted the deadly Christchurch quake and this week issued another warning of a quake to hit on or about March 20th. We're going to have to cut away to a break. I'll finish the story up when we get back. This is Freedom Frenzy. I'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. This is one of those, I think this is going to be one of those episodes where every break, Terry and I are in interesting conversation. Okay, back to my story, though. I'm talking about the earthquake warning from the Russian Institute of Physics of the Earth, and I'm just going to jump back in here. More ominously in this report are Russian scientists confirming the independent analysis of New Zealand mathematician and long-range weather forecaster Ken Ring, who predicted the deadly Christchurch quake and this week issued another warning of a quake to hit on or about March 20th. Ring explains his methodology for predicting earthquakes as follows. The planets very much affect the Earth indirectly by having an effect on the Sun. Some planets are very large. If the Sun was a basketball, the gas giants Jupiter and Saturn would be the size of grapefruits, and the Earth would be on that scale the size of a peppercorn. Jupiter and Saturn cause extra tides on the Sun when they get on either side of the Sun, as with the Moon, Earth's Sun when the Moon is full. And when these gas giants get on the same side as the Sun, as with Earth, Moon, Sun when the Moon is new, these greater solar tides become sunspot activity and solar flares and can be understood as akin to the increase in tides caused by the Moon when it, too, gets alongside Earth or opposite Earth. At the moment, we have Jupiter and Saturn on either side of the Sun creating a tug of war with Earth in the middle. That started last September and will continue until about May. In September, the Earth was right in line with Jupiter, Saturn, and the Sun. That's why there were several 7-plus earthquakes around. It wasn't just us. For instance, there was one in Pakistan on the same day as Christchurch. This Jupiter-Saturn alignment continues until about May, and the Earth comes back into line as well in March. It is why there may be an extreme event, perhaps a large earthquake around 20th of March, which is when the moon may be again in a trigger position. According to this report, however, where Ring is correct in assessing blame for our Earth's earthquakes on the sun and planets, his substituting of Phrygian spring tides for the low pressure systems associated with them may be incorrect. The mention in this report of massive low pressure systems being associated with catastrophic earthquakes is especially dire to the United States Midwestern region, which even today is continuing to be pounded by horrific rainfall amounts and most especially impacting the New Madrid Fault Zone state of Arkansas, which has suffered over 800 earthquakes in the past 6 months alone. Equally in danger, this report continues, is the South American nation of Bolivia, which has likewise suffered catastrophic low-pressure system storms that in the past week have killed over 52 people. Most ominous in this report, though, is its warning that the fault-riddled state of California may be about to suffer its most catastrophic earthquake in decades, as new reports for this region show the mass death of millions of fish is now occurring, just like the mass stranding of whales on New Zealand beaches days prior to the February 22nd destruction of Christchurch. Making the situation for our planet even grimmer are the reports that our sun is continuing to spew forth massive solar flares, the latest warned to hit our Earth today or tomorrow, which was the 12th or 13th, thus prompting the Hermanus Space Weather Warning Center to issue a solar flare warning for the Southern Hemisphere. Interesting to note, in all of these events, is the United States Army announcing this week that it is holding a rare training event involving the U.S. military, the CIA, Canadian officers, U.S. Treasury and State Departments, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Defense Threat Readiness Agency, and the International Red Cross between March 21st through the 25th at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and which, should the worst happen, they will certainly be prepared for it. As this report concludes, that as of yet, no firmly reliable method for predicting earthquakes has been scientifically recognized. It is well worth noting the too many to be ignored anomalous coincidences leading up to catastrophic megaquakes, which are breaking out all over the world and should only be ignored at one's peril.
Well, you know, dear, I had forgotten about the conversations that we'd have in the past about the solar activity and how that might have played into it. But I will tell you that all over the internet there are references to HARP involvement and maybe even people from outer space. I don't know. And like you talked about earlier, we may never find out if there was some untoward activity involved in this until we all go home, you know what I mean?
Well, what's concerning, Jerry, is that along the San Andreas Fault, are there not quite a few nuclear power plants?
Along the San Andreas Fault?
In California?
You know, I don't know.
I believe that there might be, and I'll look into that farther. We're about to go into a break here in just a minute and a half. This situation with Germany shutting down their power plants, it's something that the Prime Minister has been wanting to do because it is time for those nuclear power plants to be shut down. So she's kind of using this opportunity with Tokyo and the horror of their power plants melting down and nobody able to really deal with it. And now all the radiation pollution that's going to be pushed over the United States and so on and so forth, she's taking more seriously the dilemma of pushing nuclear power plants past what they ought to be pushed. So She's really shutting them down when they were supposed to be shut down. There was an interesting report out that I found for today that FEMA is requesting info on the availability of 140 million meals, blankets, and body bags for the New Madrid Fault Zone. I thought that was interesting. So they're really prepping for something important.
Sounds like it.
We're going to have to cut away to a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Freedom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Go, dear.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. We're discussing nuclear power plants on fault lines, which is such a brilliant idea. California, there's a prediction being made by the same mathematician that predicted the Christchurch quake that California is set to be hit by a major earthquake around March 20th. And so I was pulling up, Jerry and I were pulling up some information on the San Andreas fault line and also several of the nuclear power plants out there, which conveniently are situated directly on top of the fault line. I think the Bodega Bay nuclear power plant is on the fault line. The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant is very close to the fault line. And you were saying, is it Diablo that's that was designed to withstand a 7.5 earthquake?
Yes.
The stupidity of putting a nuclear power plant on top of the San Andreas fault line is hard for me to thoroughly grasp.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be too prudent, does it?
I mean, hello, really? This is one of those serious really moments, I think. But geology.com has an interesting layout of the San Andreas fault line, if anybody's interested in looking at it and pulling it up for themselves. But anyway, you know, I get bored with some of these predictions, and we've talked about it before, Jerry, where we get news, something big's going to happen in this month or that month. But I'll tell you, this March 20th event's only 5 days away, and I'm concerned.
Well, I guess we can just sit back and kind of hold our breath, huh?
Yeah, and it's interesting that...
Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Get Kratom. up. John in Tennessee is going to join us any minute now to talk about getting prayed up. The radiation levels soaring in Japan following the tsunami. And Jerry, I'm sure you were watching the footage. I don't have television, but John was pulling up the most horrific, shocking footage on the internet of the tsunami. I mean, just massive amounts of water sweeping in, killing thousands upon thousands of people. Our family has been in shock over this.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it myself, and it is horrific. It really is. But you know, at some point, the mind gets to where it simply can't suffer anymore. And when you talk about tens of thousands, and that's what we're talking about here, dying, at some point your mind disconnects, I do believe, and it becomes easier to accept than it does the death of somebody closer to you.
Well, I can't even imagine. I mean, John was saying, you know, what would we do? What would we do if we were, you know, found ourselves all still alive and in some of these leveled towns and city areas? And I mean, I just said, well, I'd push everything.
Well, that's actually a pretty simple question to answer. You try to carry on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, I'd push everything aside in a 20 by 20 spot, pitch a tent, and plant some grass and get my fish in a barrel going. You know, and it's just so shocking, Jerry, and it's hard to even get my mind around it. And the amazing thing is in Japan, they have not had any looting. Many of the photos that I've seen of rescues is people rescuing the old people. And I thought, golly, in America, the two sets of people that are not going to get rescued are the old people, and Planned Parenthood would be setting up free abortion centers all over the place, just like after 9/11. After 9/11, they were offering free abortions to people. Especially, you know, if their spouses had died in the 9/11 incident, they didn't want the pain of bringing forth a child. And I was so excited. I think Time Magazine or somebody put out a big article talking about the babies from 9/11 that were born and whose parents and fathers, obviously, had died in the tragedy of when the Twin Towers went down. So anyway, America does not have the value for life that clearly the Japanese have. And I think it can be a lesson to us. Looks like our chance is coming up if this mathematician's predictions are correct. Okay, so Bobby Franklin, we've got him on the line. Hey, Bobby, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Jenny. Hey, Jerry. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You?
I'm blessed.
Well,
you sound kind of chipper, too. Everything going well?
No, I'm only chipper by God's grace. Everything else just kind of is there.
Mm.
Hey, I am dealing with Republicans in the General Assembly, after all.
So you got home and you're taking your armor off?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, Bob, I so appreciate you joining us today, and I want to talk about some of what's been going on in Georgia, because unfortunately, I don't think that Georgia is an exception by any stretch of the imagination, and it makes a great test case for those of us in other states across the country that garner false hope when we honestly think our legislators are doing something or are not as engaged in looking over the shoulders of our legislators as we ought to be. Let's start out
Jimmy, we're good conservatives, of course.
what does that word conservative mean anymore, Bobby?
Oh, it's certainly
become corrupted.
Of the liberals. That's exactly what it means. Robert L. Dabney nailed it on the head back in the late 1800s. It stands for nothing.
Well, it stands for conserving big government.
Right, but there's no fixed principle.
Right, right, right. Yeah, exactly. Let's just do something different than the Democrats in firmly upholding all 10 pillars of the Communist Manifesto so that our tyranny will be seen as more benevolent by the sheeple than the Democrats' tyranny.
Right, and let me just give you a case in point. Everybody is up in arms about Obamacare, right?
Right.
Right. Well, there's a Tea Party-inspired, quote, solution called a health care compact, multi-state health care compact. Don't know if y'all know about that. We will. Yeah. There's a good chance we'll have it on the floor tomorrow, which is crossover day. What it does, it recognizes that the states never authorized the federal government to have any say in health care.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good. What it does say is that socialized medicine is a proper function of the state. The states will take care of it, but the feds, even though not authorized in the Constitution, still must pay for it. It'll just be a different multi-state bureaucracy that's not the federal government.
And so which shell is the pea under?
Well, exactly. And it's but the Tea Parties are supporting this, guys.
Well, we've often said here on Freedom Frenzy that there's a lot of misguided, well-intentioned, but misguided people in the Tea Party groups.
Yes.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Hey, Bobby, tell me, when I was talking to you last night, you were mentioning that there was a bit in the budget for implementing Obamacare in the state of Georgia?
Not. I'm not certain where it is in the budget, but we have already passed one bill creating the Department of Mental Health or something like that, that's part of implementing Obamacare.
So, once again, the Republicans are creating more government agencies in the state.
Exactly.
This is one thing that astounded me, Bobby, when I first got into politics 4 years ago and I went down to the Capitol. I was in shock at the bill after bill after bill that expanded current government agencies within the state and created new ones under Republican leadership.
Yeah.
It's just mind-boggling, especially when the state is facing such a red deficit in the budget. Like, there's no money for this.
Right.
Let's talk about your Constitutional Tender Act. When did you first put this important piece of legislation forward? How many years ago?
Oh, wow. It was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. And tell us, what does the Constitutional Tender Act do?
Well, it recognizes the limits the states placed on ourselves in Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. There are several things that we cannot do, that we agreed not to do by forming the general government in Washington. One of those is we can use no thing but gold or silver coin as a tender in payment of debt. So we cannot coin our own money, nor can we use anything but gold or silver coin in payments.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. That's the crux of it, is to get us back into obeying the law and stop being a criminal enterprise in and of ourselves, so that we obey the Constitution and use nothing but gold or silver coin. And at the state level. And so recognizing that constitutional reality, it has the state discharge all its debts in gold or silver coin, and in order to do that, then where's it going to get it? By having those who owe money to the state pay in gold or silver coin.
Mm-hmm.
And to facilitate that, it requires state-chartered banks and any bank that's not a state-chartered bank that wants to be a customer of the state where the state parks its money, those institutions have to offer its customers accounts denominated in gold or silver ounces.
Okay, and so to the so intellectually deep legislators on the banking committee, they envisioned that everyone would then have to go around with little leather bags tied to their belts with gold and silver coins.
Yeah, the more you have in there, you know, depending on how fast you walk, that could be painful.
It isn't going to be painful to Georgia legislators, except maybe for you, Bobby, because I can assure you they don't have anything going on in that department. Utah has recently passed and is now waiting for the governor to sign into law the Utah Sound Money Act. And in addition to recognizing gold and silver coins as money, which is it frightening to me that we have gotten to the place where we don't even recognize gold and silver as money. The Utah Sound Money Act provides a credit against their capital gains tax liability and instructs a legislative committee to study the establishment of an alternative legal tender system in the state. This legislation is not only a response to the decline of the dollar, but also rooted, according to the framers of this legislation, in the founders' idea about money, which was inscribed in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Now, recently, the Georgia Banking Committee took up the issue of the Constitutional Tender Act. Were any references made to the fact that other states are now moving in this direction during that committee hearing?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Bill Green did a great job in pointing that out, that we were, if not the first, were among the first to propose it. And now about 15 or so have a similar bill in the works, and even pointed out at that time, I think it had just cleared the Utah House. It had not passed the Senate yet, as it has now. And was pointing out the earlier we get on this, the more money is going to come into the state where people are wanting to protect their money by having it in gold and silver. And the longer we wait, that money, you know, Georgia money, is going to be moving out of state where they can secure it in these sound money accounts.
And what kind of impact? Did they even vote? Did the committee even vote on the Constitutional Tender Act?
No, that this was just a hearing only, and there was no vote. 2 years ago, we had a hearing only without a vote. But it's interesting, the banking lobby never spoke in this hearing. They did speak in the other one, and 2 years ago. But Dr. Green did a fantastic job talking about the practicality, how you, as long as you've got an account, you could still write checks, use your debit card, whatever. But it, you know, the price at the store, if a retailer voluntarily wants to use real money, and it would be advantageous if they did, you would see, here's the price, just like in a border town, here's the price in dollars, here's the price in ounces of silver, and that type of thing.
Right.
And it all depends on what account you want to use.
Right, and so it brings more freedom to the system, and it isn't a sudden jerk the rug out from under the economy at all. It's a very smooth transitionary process.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bill Green is the president and founder of RightMarch.com, an entity that has over a million members, and he has been working alongside the tiny handful of us in Georgia that have actually been espousing liberty and defending this kind of legislation. And you have just an amazing lineup of states' rights, state sovereignty, individual life and liberty style legislation, which is being patently and aggressively ignored and shut down by an incredibly arrogant dictatorial Republican government in the state of Georgia. It seems to me, Bobby, they are escalating in freefall mode right now in terms of self-destruction.
Well, it would give one that appearance, and it's because of their hardness of heart, and because they really do believe that the state is the savior. They're so ingrained in messianic statism that they think that they can make life better for people as their savior.
Wouldn't the savior be able to exist without federal money?
Well, it reminds me of the when our former governor wanted to amend the Constitution so that state money could go to churches, as if the church needs Caesar's money.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I didn't know that Purdue had tried doing that. Are you serious?
Oh, as a heart attack, I actually went to the well and spoke against it.
Wow.
Hey, guys, before we leave the Utah bona fide money bill in the dust, I wanted to point out something that I thought was rather novel. And, you know, I would suspect that a great many of the people out there are thinking, you know, if I got this gold coin that up until yesterday was worth about $1,400 and I take it down to the state of Utah and want to pay my property tax, are they only going to treat that as a $50 gold piece? No. The bill in Utah, the one still sitting on the governor's desk, actually assesses the value of gold and silver coins at market value, the representational value that they have because of the gold and silver content, which I thought was remarkable. So,
yep.
And they also set up in that bill a commission to look at forming their own, or forming a commission to begin the process of at least taking a look at their own alternative monetary system inside the state of Utah, which was rather novel and flagrantly in violation of the Constitution. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, comrades, we're talking with Bobby Franklin, state house member from the wonderful state of Georgia. Bobby, in a recent email conversation I had with you, I think I didn't do a real good job of conveying what I meant to convey, and it basically boils down to an end run around the constitutional mandate that we know exists insofar as the states creating their own money. Now, just like the guy Bernard von Nothaus with Norfed or Liberty Dollar has run afoul of the federal government because he's been designating their product in terms of dollars. I think that if any of the 50 states were to do that, they would also run afoul of the constitutional mandate limiting that action. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they couldn't produce certain weight of gold medallions or certain weight of silver medallions and simply specify them by their weight. And you know, the state of Georgia
you still have the Article 1, Section 10 prohibition on our coining money.
It's not money unless it represents the coin of the realm, and that is dollars, even though the term dollar is a, and so you got to remember, Bobby, the term dollar is a specific weight in silver. And we wouldn't say that it was a specific weight in silver relative to a dollar, and we would not identify that coinage as money. It would simply be a 10th ounce medallion, a quarter ounce medallion, a half ounce medallion. And you know, Georgia could print these things up and have scenery on them about Georgia history, etc., and sell them at a slight premium over the cost of production. Because as things are moving forward, we always know that when you buy it today, ultimately a year down the road, it's probably going to be a good deal, right? Okay, that would get the mechanism started. And then Georgia, similar to what Utah has done in this bill that's sitting there waiting to be signed, could say we would be willing to take these medallions back in representational value because of what's going on the spot, the price that's been ascribed to the coin at the instant it's been offered, as to what's being paid on the spot market for it. Now, that would be an end run. It would not violate the Constitution because they're not making money. All they're saying is we recognize that that has value and we're willing to exchange it in terms of dollars in the perceived relative value that it has as of this instant. And they could sell them too, Bobby, which would bring money into the coffers of the state. It's wonderful. It's an end run around what they're doing, and it's entirely constitutional.
All right, what do you say to that, Bobby?
Well, the last time I read Article 1, Section 10, it didn't say that the states were prohibited from coining dollars, but coining money.
And it's not money, Bobby.
Gold and silver are money.
Yeah, explain that to me, Jerry.
I'm not sure that I can get around that. Hold on. Let me grab my blacks. Hang on. Y'all continue. I'll be right back.
Okay. Jerry's good about bringing up the definitions, which I really enjoy. That's when I discovered it was because of Jerry that I discovered there is no definition for personhood in any American law dictionary. And I've been on the hunt ever since he pointed that out to me, and I've yet to find the term. Bobby, tell me, as you're looking at the situation in Georgia, do you think that the wake-up call is going to come? It's just going to take a couple years of total catastrophe for, oh, shucks, we've got to head away to a break. Hang on, Bobby. This is Freedom Frenzy, y'all. We're going to be back in a minute. We've got Georgia Representative Bobby Franklin, who has brought forward the first to bring forward the Constitutional Tender Act. We are discussing all sorts of wonderful freedom issues today. Y'all are going to want to stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.